The vegan organic movement is gradually growing in the UK. The idea is that farmers don't use any animal products at all in the farming process. So although it's easy to see why someone who cares about animals may be concerned about using bone meal or blood, it's less obvious why they'd want to avoid manure. After all, it comes from something the animal is doing naturally anyway. Graham Cole is a horticulturalist from the Vegan Organic Network, and although he used to use manure, he's no longer a fan.
I was always troubled about the way those animals were kept and the medications and the food. Nowadays, I mean, certainly in recent times, you cannot guarantee that any livestock aren't being fed with GM. Most feedstuffs now, they're allowed to give them GM. So really that would compromise any organic grower because organic standards are totally against GM. So you're getting that. So it's really troubling, the residues that are left in the manure from antibiotics. We would say that animals are being exploited and suffering, especially in the dairy industry, where they're milked and milked and milked and have very short lives. The calves are taken away, have very short lives, especially the males. So we would actually say that there is an inherent violence involved in any animal byproduct. And we're actually saying that they're not necessary. And certainly if we're going to change our diets, we know that it's proven, that the plant-based diet is proven. It's a healthy diet from cradle to old age. So if we're going to produce food, if we're going to take animals out of the equation and not rely on them, we need to actually show that we can do it without them. And that's the big argument that's always used by the mainstream organic movement, is that we need manure. And I believed that once, but we don't. And there's all sorts of problems with manure. As you bring in huge amounts of weed seeds, there's always the residue problem. And as I said before, if you are feeding animals and GM feedstuffs, which are allowed, they're coming in, that is a real problem. So we actually feel that it's a more sustainable system, and in the truest sense of the word, it really is sustainable, because you're not relying on animals that use huge amounts of land, feedstuffs and water, huge amounts, to actually maintain them. I mean, with the example of corn, which is widely fed to cattle, I think it's about 80% of corn in America is fed directly to livestock, and a lot of it actually just comes out of the rear end, because most of it's indigestible. They're not actually designed to eat corn. So there's this thing of so much of what is fed to animals is wasted. It comes out the rear end. Now, people would say, yeah, you could use that as fertility. But we're saying if we're taking animals out of the equation, then there are other ways of having fertility. And also the argument for marginal land where you can't grow arable crops, that's often used. Well, we would say that we need more tree bearing. There's many tree bearing food crops that we could be growing, fruits and nuts. A lot of nuts are very viable now, the hybrid nuts in southern Britain particularly. And a lot of other areas, we desperately need more trees. We need more of our own timber. We need trees just to stabilise climate change and for all sorts of other reasons. You know, we're losing trees at a huge rate. So a lot of that marginal land would be useful for that.
And how are the mainstream organic movement sort of responding to this idea?
Very positive. I mean, the Soil Association have been involved with our inspection scheme. There's a stock-free organic standard that's been set up in the UK. It's been running for about 4 years. And we know of people that actually are within the Soil Association are very sympathetic to this. We're even hearing the leading lights of the Soil Association saying we've got to drastically reduce our meat consumption because of the land use, because of climate change, because of our food security. You know, if we're going to actually produce more food for ourselves, which is essential, can Britain feed itself? Well, we would say the only way that Britain can truly feed itself would be to use more land to feed people directly and not pass that food through animals, which needs more land and more water and more food stuff. So it's a very important thing is food security in the future, especially with the oil peaking and then running out. We'll be in energy descent. Most conventional farming relies on oil for fertilisers. So we've got to look at other ways of raising fertility.
And how would I get hold of something that is a stock-free organic product?
You'd have to live very near to the grower. Because, again, it's all about food miles and local food for local people. So all our 5 registered commercial growers, 3 in Lancashire, 1 at the Welsh College of Horticulture, which also does courses in stock-free organics, training the farmers of the future, and Ian Tolhurst near Reading, they all operate within about a 20-mile radius. So it really is local food. It's not being transported a long way away. So we need to encourage more growers all around the country to do this. We know of several other growers that are doing it stock free, but they're not registered as yet. We've got to get them on board, but we know that there are a few. There's one near Bristol, a big out of Bristol operation box scheme. They're not using any animal inputs at all, and it's quite impressive what they're doing. They've got tunnels and fields and walled garden, the whole lot. So commercially it works, and privately on allotments and the gardens like where I work, it works there as well.
That's Graham Cole from the Vegan Organic Network.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews.
views online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.